That's Not the Point podcast pilot. Hey, G.
Hey, what's going on?
So we're very new at this, although we've had many audio conversations about what to do and what we're going to talk about. So I don't know if you want to introduce yourself a little bit or how you want to be referred to.
G's good, because that's what you said. So okay. I guess I'm going by that now, and I like it. So that works out.
Oh, good. Oh,
yeah. So how do you prefer to go by?
Like, I don't know. I think Tasha's good, right?
Good. Tasha's really good. I loved it.
All right. Good. So that's not the point, because you coined the phrase and I love it. And so we'll be talking about like a host of different topics and such, and digressing here and there. But I love the name. So our debut of That's Not the Point podcast, I'm very excited.
I'm very excited too. I'm super excited. I can't believe we're doing this. I can't believe it came to fruition. It's like really, really cool. We put this together. We talked about it. We've been talking for years. Like, should we talk about like knowing each other or
I think so. And just I think we should.
Okay. So Tasha and I used to work together. We worked at, what do we call our facility? What do we want to call it?
It was like a group home, right? So it was with adults with developmental disabilities. I don't know that we should like name it.
No. Yeah. So we worked together. I was doing my stuff. She was doing her stuff. And we would have lunches together. We struck up a friendship, and then we'd have lunches together. And then dinners, and you know, and that just kept going on and on. And we got pretty close, I think. Does that sum it up?
Yes. And then, so how long did we not speak for? Like, I think we had periods we were off again, on again. I think we always like picked up where we left off, but the most recent time was like, how long?
Oh, do you really?
Do the math. I don't know. I can't do that.
A long time. I had like a whole nephew, like a whole person came to the world. Whole person came to the world. So I would say like over 5 years.
Okay.
Whole person ago. Yeah. So it's been like over 5 years. Like we said, we're never going to talk about why we didn't stop. Why we stopped talking?
I don't think there was was that really like a main reason? I think it was a little, I don't know. I think it just happened.
I think it happens. I think
that happens with me and people too, by the way. Like I leave things off. Like, not that I initiate it always, but I think you and me are similar in that way, where like we can like leave things off, but then pick up where we left off.
Yeah, for sure. I didn't know. Like, I was like worried. I was like, oh, we're never going to talk again, because 5 years is a long time. But like, I always had in the back of my mind that like, I wanted to reconnect with you. And I didn't know when the good time, like a good time was, you know, right. Like, just like now. And you know, 5 years, you could have like a few different milestones in your life. And you're just like, oh, I wish I shared that with this person. And you know, and for whatever reason, you know, dumb girl stuff. We got into it for something. And then it was like, whatever. And it wasn't even like a friendship breakup. It was just, we just stopped texting or stopped talking or whatever the case was. And then it just kind of faded like a week, you know, weeks, and then a month. And I was like, I don't think we're friends anymore. So like, it was like, I'll talk to you later. And then we never spoke again.
Yeah. I think it's interesting. One of the things that maybe we'll talk about is like girl culture. Like, how long is it too long to stop talking to someone? And I'm like the worst at it too. But then there are people where it's like, you could go forever. And it's like, you know, that they're always like there.
Right. Know each other in like our, like, you know, formative years, like junior high and things like that. Like, we met as adults at work. You left the job first.
I did. You were still there. Yeah.
So yeah. So you moved on and stuff. So it was like a little bit more difficult to like stay in touch, because, you know, we do like what we're doing, but we still like, we talked like multiple times, like a week, even after.
I mean, I remember going into the shower, having like the phone on speaker talking to you.
Yeah. It was really like that.
Multiple times a day. Yeah.
Like, it's so crazy, because sometimes I find it, and I hate it, all my people who know me, I love you, but sometimes I find it tedious having conversations with some people. But I never had that with you. Never, not once, ever, ever. Yeah. Just because we're kind of dialed into the same things. And even if we weren't dialed into the same things, like, you would school me on stuff I didn't know and vice versa. And it would be like, for real? What? I didn't know that. And it would be like, whatever. And it would be funny. And it's like, I can't believe you didn't know that. And on both sides. And then I didn't feel it. It was never like, oh, condescending or ever, like, whatever, whatever. No, you were just super, super cool. Yeah, you know what I mean? It was like really funny. Like, some pop culture things, like, which is mostly how I think a lot of friendships start, you know, because you talk about like what's happening in society, with, you know, and so especially girl stuff, it's like whatever. And so you talk about like the different shows you watch and the different things, like whatever music you're into and whatever. So we had like a lot of things going on. And I had like pegged you for someone who's never into trash TV, never into like, and that,
yeah, which is so bizarre.
She's like, oh no, I watch that. Oh, and I watch
not
that
anymore. But back then I was like big into it. Like, my TV choices now, I need good TV choices. I need to like get back into it.
I don't know. I think you watch cop shows now. I don't know.
I don't. Well, because you know I love my cop, but
yeah.
No, I don't love. Okay, see, edit. Yes. Okay. already there is one particular person on a cop show that I really find very attractive, and that's one thing we'll like segue into, like, our love interests are so different. Our attractions are so different.
In competition, I want everybody to know, never in competition with a guy, because if I liked him, she was like, why, and vice versa. So
right, exactly. Exactly. So that's sort of why I say that. Nothing against cops, and nothing like I'm into cops. It's just the latest example of who I'm into and who she is not into.
It's so funny. I feel like my choices are amazing.
Well, of course you do, because you're attracted to them. Of course. No, your choices are good. I think we've liked some of the same types, no?
Yeah.
I can appreciate their attractability, but would I be like, oh, I want to get down with, no.
Yeah.
And vice versa, I think is true.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. Like, when I think of it, I'm like, yeah, they never intersected. Like, they were never like, oh yeah, I like this guy. Oh, me too. It was never.
Yeah,
like,
no.
It's always like, I can see that.
Right. We were good wing people for each other, I guess. Although we didn't like do that too much. It was more like Miller's beer and wings. Shout out to Miller's.
Shout out. No, I love, you know what I loved? I loved, like, with us, like, we liked our guys. We were both single, I think, at the time. We would really be into just our conversation, stuff we went through that day, stuff we shared, like, through the job. Right. And just laughing. So we weren't even like,
yeah, it wasn't a lot of like guy drama.
No, it wasn't like you know, this hot man walked in the bar and we're like, oh, who's gonna get his attention? It wasn't even like that, like putting on our makeup just because, you know what I mean, or freshening up in the bathroom, you know what I mean? Like that, all right. That stuff, we weren't really into that. We were just having a good time, and if like a guy was like there, he was there, and you know what I mean, like,
yeah.
So it was really like a no pressure hangout. And I feel like sometimes I hang out with my homegirls and they're watching the door to see who's coming in, you know?
Yeah.
And they're just like, oh, like, you know, what's going to happen tonight? And I hate being in that position because you just don't enjoy the moment. And so that's one thing I missed, like our 5-year hiatus. Do you realize how, like, now I'm really thinking, I'm like, 5 years?
I didn't do the math, but I knew it had to be more than a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's been a while. So that's one thing. Should we go into like a little bit of a background, like where you're at personally, where I'm at? Because I mean, that we'll like talk a little bit about it too. Like I'm in New York.
Okay, and I'm
it.
She's in New York. I'm
the end of my story.
Yeah. I'm like, I've been like thinking about it all week. I'm like, do I say where I'm at? Like, I'm going to say the country, but that's it. No,
right.
I'm in Germany.
There is a time difference. So that's another thing we've been trying to like, been really good at connecting while trying to like stay in communication with each other.
Shout out to your brain and how you operate and are putting this whole thing together. I'd like to
thank
Tasha's brain. Oh, you're so welcome. She's like, no, we're gonna do this. You think I know what time it is in New York half the time? You think I know what time it is here? I have no idea.
That's okay. You could always catch me. I'm always like
You're
when
so
I
good.
open, sort of. No, I've been better. My sleep hygiene has been so much better. And G knows this. She's always like, go back to sleep, girl. But lately it's been like falling asleep early on the couch. But my sleep game is improving.
We are like operating. I'm far.
You're good. You're like, no, I can't watch the video. It's too stimulating. She's got it. She's got it down. She's got the right plan.
But we're operating on the same time because you don't sleep. So it's like whatever in the morning. And I'm like, why? Like, I send you things and I'm like, she's going to open it when she wakes up. And great. She'll find it. No, she's like hitting me back 10 minutes later. Like, hey, that was so funny. And I'm like, why are you awake? You're not supposed to be.
Because I'm a midnight snacker. Although the last 2 days I've been very good. Like, you don't understand my midnight snacks. Like, I will legit get like a parfait. I had 2 apples the other day. Like, I'm not like hitting like the Doritos, although, you know, send me a bag of Doritos for free. But yes, I'm a midnight snacker, but I've been much, much better. I know. And it's like tempting because it's like now I have like, if I can't sleep, I know there's someone on the other side of the continent or world who's like up and like ready to chat. And I'm like, all right, cool. But no, I've been pretty good.
I'm like making breakfast. And for her, it's like the wee hours in the morning. She's like, what's going on? I'm like, why are you awake? Why are you talking to me? Like,
what's good? No.
Like, dude, I'm at brunch right now. What's going on?
Which, by the way, are you having a glass of Prosecco?
No, I'm having a nice red right now. This like very, very dry red because like Prosecco gets me hype and then it gets me tired. Like I'm figuring out like my alcohol intake and what gets me what. And I just want to be chill. So I'm taking a couple sips because I went to the gym this morning.
Oh, yes. Okay. So let's talk about that. Your Zapation.
My Zapation.
Tell me everything. Yes.
Anyway, so I went to the gym this morning. So when I say gym, I have to say that loosely because it's not the vigorous exercise that you might imagine.
Let's go down there on occasion.
Listen, I can't even tell you what the acronym is because in English it's different than in over here, Germany. So it's like this muscle stimulation machine situation. So they like hook you up in a vest and like a whole outfit and like they plug you onto like different I don't even know what to call it.
You look like a seal.
I do. I look like an experiment. I look like something that they're making, like a new fighting machine. Like I feel like very AI when I'm on it and I'm like, yeah, I'm about to go ruin something. But yeah, so my trainer, she plugs me in. And then, like, I do a series of, like, squats. Oh, today we did, what are those things? A Russian twist. Do you know those?
Russian twist?
They call them Russian twist, and I don't know why. And I think they were, like, discovered in Russia. But, like, they're, like, sit-ups. Usually people do it like a medicine ball. They're, like, sit-ups. And you hold your knees, like, close to your chest. And you swing from side to side, left to right, left to right. Like, usually with a medicine ball. Like, the big, heavy circle ball. But because you're hooked up to these, like, stimulation for your abs and everything like this. So like when the impulses come, you go to the left or you go to the right. It was so difficult. I was like a turtle. I was like a dead turtle, like on my back. I could not, because every time she's like, okay, sit up. I'm like, oh my stomach is getting zapped. My arms are zapped. My thighs are zapped. It was impossible to do a sit up. And then she wants me to go left and right. I was like, lady, I can't right now. I can't. It's too early in the morning for this, but I did it and I'm great. And I feel wonderful.
What time was the session?
Okay, I said early in the morning, like I did something. I got there at 12, so it wasn't
good. That's early. That's early for some people.
It is. Yeah, but the travel there, oh, it's crazy. But the commute there is long. I don't drive in this country. I refuse.
Driving though?
I do. But I'm from New York, obviously, like you. And like the driving over here, European driving, it's just different. And the roads are different. And most of the cars are like stick. And I don't drive stick. And I'm just a manual person. And I'm like not used to these like narrow, windy roads. Yeah. I'm just not with it. And so because of where we live like around a lot of public transportation or whatever, which is something I didn't do back home so much, but I do it here and I love it and it's clean and it's great and it's wonderful. And it's like, everything's connected to everything. So it's not even like a hassle, except for the times I do have to leave the city and go like into like more suburban areas. I hate that because those trains and buses are few and far between. So I do hate that. But otherwise, it's pretty good. So I'm not.
Shout out to Germany, by the way. I've been there and I have family there, and it's like the cleanest. Like I have nothing but good things, and my family has nothing but good things to say about it. So shout out to Germany.
Shout out to Germany.
I'm bringing shout out back. Am I shout out never leave?
No, shout out was always here. What is shout
right? I was thinking that the other day. I'm like, I haven't used that, but like, I don't think it ever went away.
Oh, shout out is here to stay. What do you even mean?
I know. So what were some of the other things you wanted to bring back? Like you've always said home girl, which I love.
Yeah, I love it. Like
you love music head I took from you.
No.
we were going to bring back home slice. Where home slice. Now?
Home slice is like, so I don't know about that one. I don't know if we're going to use it on the podcast as much. We're probably like in personal conversations. We would.
Right. We like Sun. We were going to bring back Sun.
Sun is so great. Sun is so great. It dates us though, which I hate. Cause it's like, who says Sun? Like kids are like, they're going to be like, what, who says Sun? I'm like, we do. What's your problem?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's just what we like to say. Sun is awesome. Sun is like, sun it gets awesome. The point across and it like asserts you. It's like, what up, Sun? What up? What's really good?
Right.
I miss
is
New York.
Is what's still in or no?
What was that?
What's good? Is that still in or no?
What's good? I don't know. I feel like that dates us too, but I don't care.
Dates us too, right?
I say yeah. Like,
all right.
Yeah, I don't know. I just say whatever I want, actually. I don't care where it lands. And I just want to say it like, there's a freedom in that, right?
Yes, there is a freedom in that, and not given a. So the other thing is, should we curse? Like we're definitely more polished this morning, this afternoon,
right.
Which I think is a good thing, but it's also not like as fun. I like being like silly and like not correct with like language and stuff and like grammatically,
like diverse. nobody likes like gratuitous
nobody
right, that came out of nowhere.
I know you leaned into that one though. I also took that from you. You're like, yeah, you leaned into it because she'll often make fun of my Long Island accent.
Oh god,
I am not originally from Long Island, but I am Long Island, and oh god is right, she like it's like a dagger. I know.
Oh dear.
Oh god.
I love it. Like you say certain things and you're like, what'd you say to me recently that I was like, oh my god, that is so Long Island.
I know.
I don't
Costco? Know. No, Stop and Shop.
Stop and Shop. My god.
Shout out to both those places.
Long Island.
Love. I'm
Long
a Costco
Island.
Girl. Of course, brings up your so one of the main goals of Gio's life. G's life is to get me to go to Trader Joe's and enjoy the experience that she unfortunately misses. She's a TJ girl.
I don't understand how someone in New York, okay, around our age, like has not been to Trader Joe's. It's a sin, I think. I feel like it's against all the laws of whatever. Like she's sophisticated, she's smart, she's bright, she's metropolitan. She's never walked into a Trader. Like who does that? Like don't you want
I'm
to know?
Positive how I've been there, or maybe not. I don't know. I
feel
can't
like
believe.
We used to go. Maybe it was like my daydreams of like making up with you that we would frolic in the aisles of Trader Joe's together, hand in hand.
Novelty items, yes.
Yeah. It's not novelty. Yeah, they are. It's true. Like, seriously, I know that. Everybody knows that. But that's the beauty of Trader Joe's. Like, people who know. I'm almost like, yes, every other week, I'm like, go. And then I'm like, don't go.
No, I will. I think this is going to be the week.
We need to do it. Like, you need to, like, go in there with headphones, like, noise canceling something. I don't know. And you need to walk up and down the aisles. And I need to hear it. Like, I need to hear it. Yeah. I need to hear the staff interact with you. I need you to ask them to open up a bag of potato chips so you could try one chip and say you don't like it.
I can't believe they do that. I mean, it's like Costco. Yeah. I'm a Costco girl. I'm, purebred Costco.
It's too much. Yeah. It's too much. It's so overwhelming. The shelves are so high. It's so like I can't deal with the Costco. I cannot.
You can get everything imaginable in Costco. I have the best leggings that problem. I wear from Costco.
That is a problem.
I just bought the best keto, like I didn't. But like these like keto snacks that were like so good. Not that I'm a keto person, but we'll get to that too. I sort of am informally keto, not knowing it. But the best things I've ever eaten, the meatballs I just got from there, like the lamps, Costco is where it's at. The socks, I've bought sneakers.
The socks. I love that.
Everything.
Yeah, first of all, this is why I don't live in the States anymore. I don't want to be in a place where I could get a TV and a bag of bread at the same time.
No, like, and that's where I need to be.
No, she's like, I want all this right now. Right. No, I don't. Like, I don't.
One-stop shop. That's why I've always said I want two sets of twins. One-stop shop. Like, you're done. Bing, bang, boom. You're done. You got four kids and two tries. That's it.
There is an upside to that. But then we'll start talking about, like, capitalism and all this other stuff. And I don't want to go there. I just don't. And I love mom and pop shops. I know.
You're so good with that. Yeah.
I am. I do.
You are. And I do, too. I just don't frequent them as much as I should.
Right. It's difficult. I mean, listen, life gets real busy and you're like, yeah, let me get a computer and some deodorant right now. And you could get them at the same place. And it's like not a problem. And I get it. I mean, I do when I'm in the States and I go shopping with my mom and I'm just pushing that cart and just watching her grab everything like Skippy peanut butter. Should I say the name? Okay. Big thing is peanut butter. I don't know how that works. I don't know. She, like, the most random things are in the cart by the time, like, it's time for checkout. And I'm just like, wow, only in America. And I hate to see it. No, I'm kidding. I'm not though. I don't want to see that. Like, it's like so weird to me, but whatever. And then the checking of the receipts, like, you don't trust me. I don't like that.
I love how the checking of the receipt, you're like, no, that puts you over. You're like, no, I can't.
The guy's not even paying attention. He's just eyeballing you and the cart. And he's like, whatever. He's like, next. I'm like, no problem. I'm like, is this really helpful? Whatever. The whole thing, the membership. Man, listen. The membership.
It is an experience. You're right. I get it. It's not for everyone. But like, you're a TJ girl. I'm a Costco girl. Where else did I say you should get a sponsorship that you love? We're not there yet. We wish.
We're not.
We hope and we wish and we pray.
I have like sponsorship dreams in my back pocket and I don't want to say anything yet. Like I want our podcast to be on and popping. Is that still a thing? On and popping? I'm not sure.
On and popping. Oh yeah. Is that still around?
I don't know. I don't know the last time I heard it.
No, I hear from you, so it's good.
Don't listen to me. I don't know anymore. I've been over here faking my German. So I don't know what people are saying. I don't know what the kids are saying. But so no.
So give me a visual. What are you wearing right now? Like, what's the vibe?
Okay, so my vibe is sweatpants.
Yeah.
Wearing a tracksuit, sweatpants. It's a little Puma getup.
Cool.
I was looking at my guns during my I had a German class. I had a German class just right before we started the podcast. And I was like, dude, I have to finish this fake German lesson, because I always call it a fake German lesson because I come out there knowing less German than when I started. So I was like, let's stop this class real quick. I got to go. But when I was talking to him on camera, I'm like, yo, I got guns, yo. Like, my guns are developing and I'm proud and I'm like, yeah, dude, like, I'm seeing the definition. I do boxing. Okay, when I say boxing, people think of, like, it's like Little Baby or whatever that movie's called, like, whatever. It's
like that movie.
No, I'm not like Hillary Swank or anything, but I do some light training with like other housewives. Anyway, so in the mornings and stuff, but we take it seriously. I love my trainer. He's amazing. And I love my class. It's great. But then I also do this muscle thing, EMT, EMS. That's not it, but whatever. I do that training. So like both together are really helping stimulate muscles that you don't know you have. Like I told you about like the first time I did the thing and where like I had like delayed onset reaction where it was like all my muscles like hurt like 3 days after. It was the worst. I could not stand up. I could not sit down. It was awful. When you have that kind of pain, you know you're doing something right.
True. Exactly.
Right? You're like, okay. Like, you don't want to have, like, nothing happen. So
if it hurts, it's good. I mean, well,
It's the meaning of life.
If it hurts, no. How are we ending in 10 minutes already? Oh, because I have a 4-minute time limit.
That cannot be.
That cannot be. We didn't even get to our topics.
I know. And there's so many topics to be getting to. I have, we were saying, we would go on and on about nothing.
Nothing
and everything all at once. And yeah, you're going to hear some disagreements, okay? We're not going to talk about our topics prior. We're not going to discuss them. We're just going to find things that interest us and bring them up to each other and just give our honest reactions to it. And whatever happens, happens, you know, if they can't.
Yes, we're both from different. Should we say at least our cultural backgrounds are?
If I say my cultural background, everyone's going to know who I am.
Okay, so let's not. Okay.
Right. So easy to find me. No, I kid. Yeah, we'll get into that as we go down. We're mysterious, okay? That's what, just know we're from New York.
And from New York, we have a different cultural perspective.
Yeah.
And a host of experiences professionally, personally too. And that'll develop.
Did we mention that we're biracial? Did we mention that or we should skip that?
Well, part? I mean, I don't know. I don't know to what extent. Right. Should I describe myself? I don't know.
Okay. Go for it.
So I will say that I'm Portuguese. I'm first generation. I currently am on Long Island and originally from Queens. And as far as professionally, I am a working psychologist, but we will try not to intermesh. That's not what this podcast is about. But for those of you who are interested in knowing a little bit about me, that's sort of the gist. But this is more just a fun experience and chit chat between two girls who have a wealth of, I think, just different expectations, different backgrounds, different personalities, but we still make it work. I think I think we do a good job at sort of melting or whatever the saying is. I think we do a good job at
we are America. We are America. We are the future.
I'm saluting you. No.
Yeah, seriously. No, I'm Caribbean. I'm Caribbean American, first generation too. Mm-hmm. You'll hear a lot about that going forward. So listen, I am a jack of all trades, but I would primarily say first that I was a struggling actress and I struggled a lot. And I did a couple of things here and there. You might be able to find my stuff. Maybe I won't. I don't even think I've shared some things with you, which is
no, so of course not. This is a point of contention that I have with you. We will be talking. I'm clapping, by the way. We will be talking because you make fun of me for this. Because we, and it'll be side note, I was supposed to be Rudy on the Cosby Show, or when I was on Letterman for it's okay.
And I was a
You need to fill a sister in or hook me up. Yeah. Or I don't know.
I love that. I love surprising. All things are true. It's so funny. And even when I repeat them myself a lot, I'm she's not gonna know. She's not gonna believe that happened. But you know what I'm saying? Everything that's happened in your life leads you to where you were supposed to be today, your present day life. And when I think about it, I was I made a lot of mistakes, which a lot of people are gonna relate to, when we go forward. But I also feel I wouldn't change. I don't think I would change any of it really.
Good.
Because I married a German guy. He's pretty cool. Mm. And I don't think I would have met him if I went one direction or another. So I think I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And I think I think there's a purpose, or I don't want to talk about purpose driven anything, forget it. Right. But I'm just saying that I wouldn't change anything really, because I like where I am now. I like what I'm doing. I like who I am. So, ew, that sounds so gross. I like
it. No, I like it. Yeah, I'm married to no one. And that's my journey, is to still try to see where this leads me. But as of right now, I'm looking at bungalows.
Yeah. Your obsession with bungalows is out of control. Yeah. I don't know what you think it's inside the bungalow.
I'm done with the dating unless something picks up. But, and I don't think that's going to be the focus of this either, but I'm married to the job, I guess. That sounds better than saying I'm married to no one. So I'll stick with
that. I live vicariously through dates. You're dating, like.
Oh, don't, because there's nothing that, then that makes me sad for us both.
No. Oh my God. A nice first hot date with like
some that is, it's the best, but like those are so far and few but in between, or I'm the worst of things, but don't
feeling of me, like a fresh new text and
it's the best today. Isn't it?
I love that. I love
it. Is the goosebumps, the chills,
yes,
little the nausea. Oh wait, no, that's when you're no, okay. No. Yeah, kidding. But yes, no, it dating, it is good. And like I tell people, like, you got to keep working at it. But right now, I think our new little venture, our new little project is keeping me very excited. So, but yeah, just as a sidebar, I am like older and yeah.
I am older.
Independent. I am older. And I guess, how do you say independent or single? What's a sophisticated way of saying single without saying single? But yeah.
For sure. I'm very like excited for, I'm very excited for your future. I can't wait. I can't wait to be a part of like the decision-making process of who you're going to be with. I feel like.
Oh yeah, you will be. Yeah.
I'm going to be so pivotal in that.
Well, you gave me good advice to be like, you know, take a breather and delete. And I was like, yeah, you're right. It was done. And I was like, so happy after I like, done. Okay. Like, I don't have to worry about it. But, and you shared a good article, like where to meet, like go to the Home Depot, do a project.
We'll get into that. We have to. I think it's genius. Listen, this is the part I don't like about like finding someone, like whatever, is just like how saturated it is, how crazy it is, like the whole drama. And I feel like when you like, I feel like going to the like random places and
being
not even looking, like not even with the intention of looking for someone, but like, I love these like accidental meet cutes, you know, where it's just like bumped into each other. I think those things happen sometimes. Like I really, really do, but you have to be like at the right place, you know?
Yeah, no, it'll be good. And not that I want, we're not going to saturate this with like my dating, because that'll be like,
oh, I don't mind. I can do this all day. That's a separate podcast then. That could be a separate podcast, because I would go in like all day, every day.
Yes, but it's good. I think our pilot is taking off. There was something I was going to say though, that I'm losing my train of thought. My vision board or my storyboard. I don't know. I have like different topics still have yet to cover.
Like, can we say like what we're going to cover and not cover? Or do you think that's going to
cover? Yeah, whatever you want. I think we have 2 minutes left.
Yeah. So I feel like we're going to cover all things that are big and national, aside from politics. Is that fair?
No politics. Like no. I can't do politics.
I cannot. I don't have the energy. I don't.
You are very, no bueno.
No. I mean, yes, I like to keep abreast. Like I like to know what's going on in our world, but like it just gets too depressing, too divisive, too blah, blah, blah. And I want to be fun. Like I want us to have like fun conversations, and like, what is like more fun than talking about celebrities or like celebrity adjacent or whatever the case is. Like, I think that's fun. I think that our culture is so fun. I love that I'm over here reading all about the States and asking you, have you heard about this? And you're like, what? Where did that happen? I'm like, in America. You're like, oh yeah? And I'm like, yeah, that's crazy that I know that before you. But so I love covering those kind of things. Things that it could be divisive, right? But whatever.
Not too divisive though.
Huh?
Not too divisive.
Not too divisive. I mean, between us.
But a little challenge. Yeah.
Yeah, like a challenge for the two of us. Cause I don't want to sit in there agreeing to like everything the other person said. I hate that. I can't stand that. So, and I know you were the one, like if like my dream was to eventually be here and I could not think of a better person. I could not. And I was like, oh, please be friends again. I was like, I need to swallow my I was like, just suck it up. I was like, hey girl, what's up? You good? Isn't that what I said?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I can't even remember. That's the thing. I don't even remember like the difference, like between like the non-speaking and the speaking. Hey, everybody, we're back. We're doing part two of our That's Not the Point pilot podcast. Hey, G.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
I'm good. No, I'm sorry. No, I was just saying that I just had a snack and it was delicious. So,
what'd you have?
I had spinach and artichoke pasta from leftovers. I made it into a pasta. I'm blossoming into a cook. But I'm proud of myself. But anyway, did you eat yet? Have you eaten? What's the time?
It's 12:03. I just ask me what I have for lunch.
What did you have?
I had a sardine sandwich.
Listen, this is why I love you. Okay. Not many people appreciate a good sardine.
No, they don't. Everyone's response is ew. Well, most people.
I know. Isn't it acquired taste? I'm not really sure, but I love it so much. My mom used to make spaghetti with like sardines in place of meatballs. It was so savory and so good. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, wow, people, a lot of things that you eat and you're like, I don't eat fish or I don't eat seafood. They use fish taste, like fish sauce, oyster sauce. I'm like, you're eating fish all the time. I don't know what to tell you. But anyway, that's not the point.
Yeah, I appreciate that you definitely have a diverse palate as well, too.
Right. I want to rock like anchovies. I want to handle anchovies.
Just about to bring up anchovies. I tried them separately. I wasn't a fan, but I think mixed in or like flavor, like it gives flavor to stuff. I would like it, but I had it like separately and I wasn't a fan. Individually or by itself. Yeah.
I've seen on so many recipes, like real, like high culinary people, I guess. I don't know. YouTube. No, sneak in some anchovies in your tomato sauce. No one's going to know. Like when you start sauteing everything, add some anchovies to it and then do the rest. And then I'm like, really? And they're like, no one's going to taste it. Don't worry about it. Always afraid to make that leap, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah, you be making like,
yeah, I love it.
I love it. Lots of stuff and taking like foodie pics and sending me some like good stuff. Recently, you've been making like lots of stuff that's delicious and yummy.
I don't work here. I do different things, side jobs, side stuff. Anyway, but I just got used to cooking after, you know, the whole 2 year thing that we went through. So I was like, let me cook. Let me see what I can do. I was newlywed and I wanted to be like, oh, what can I make? And then I got inspired and thank God for like TikTok videos, of which I don't have an account. I just watch videos and I just, what do you make? And it's so fast. You know, my attention span is so short. To see a 90 second recipe is, you know, where I live. Like, I'm like, okay, hit it. Let's do it. So, you know, it's not that hard after that. I love cooking. It's great. And you come from a cooking family, so that's kind of cool. I love that too.
I do. And I used to cook every day. I used to make dinner. Lately, it's been a little bit of a role reversal, but no, I used to like cook all the time. I enjoy it. Like, I don't mind it. I know it can. I mean, I wasn't as creative as some of the people that are like posting stuff, but I was like pretty decent. I was pretty good. But yeah, I liked it. I didn't mind cooking. I know some people find it to be like a hassle. I guess if I had to do it 7 nights a week for like a large family, it'd be like, well, what do you cook? Like that I couldn't handle, like our dinner party, like quantities and stuff. Like, but for like a small one or two people, I think I can manage. I think I'm pretty decent.
Yeah. It's so funny. You said dinner party. So, you know, I'm kind of newly married, I guess. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. And so like, I'm meeting like a bunch of different people in this country and I'm just always invited like two people for dinner, a couple, singles, couples, whatever. But I haven't had more than two other people here. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid, like I need to have a controlled environment and all the variables of six people at the dinner table is freaking me out. Like I have not graduated to that yet. So I'm like, I know what four people, I know what that consists of. What? Six people. I'm like, I don't know, man. I need to control every single moment. Like I have like a whole itinerary, appetizers to desserts. Like I know what I'm going to do. That fifth person could like really throw me off. What? You're late? Like I can't. I just can't. But anyway.
Have you been really good lately? I've been sort of giving you a hard time about socializing like during the week and catering parties. And you've been really good. I tend to be more on like the introverted hermit side, but you've been very good with that stuff.
I'm trying, and I am that person. Like, I don't want to be bothered by people. Like, I don't. Like, I really don't. I check in with my family almost daily, and that's great. And we're just like big group chat. Hey, what's up? Pictures of the kids. How you doing? Pictures of blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you know, but not long conversations unless I'm, you know, talking directly to someone about something important. But otherwise, the thing I do love, and we'll get to that in the future, but I really love the German friends I've made here. They're just like really like loose and like, hey, talk to me for like 3 weeks, but because we have like a dinner planned for like the next month and we won't talk until we see each other at that dinner. And I don't have to consistently like, hey, how are you? Like, I can't. And I love that so much. I love it. But I could talk to you every day. That doesn't change the fact I love talking.
I know. Yeah. You have originally said that. Right, because things can get a little stale, and I certainly don't talk to like people every day. Well, I talk to people every day, but like not certainly like on an informal, casual basis. But yeah, you and me, like we have a pretty good like streak going.
Yeah, it really is. Like I start thinking about something, and then like I send it to you right away. What do you think? And I don't do that often with many people, not at all.
So, what are some of the things lately you've been sending me? We've been obsessed with like talking about. Let's see. I'm going to look at my vision, my storyboard.
Can I just say, in doing research, I'm using air quotes, people, doing research for like what we're going to talk about. I've realized how much music has changed in the past 5 years that we weren't talking. It's a whole new different world, right? We loved our hip hop and we loved like our stuff. And then it was just like, who are these people?
I know.
There's like 29 new artists that I'm like, I have no idea who you are. And you have a
I don't even play the radio anymore.
I can't.
My CD Rolodex though.
It's like a binder, right?
It's a binder. It's a big binder portfolio with like CDs. No audio, no MP3s or whatever these things are now. With the iPods, and my iPod has stopped working.
I have to go digital. I cannot have things because I lose.
I know, but there is convenience to being digital.
No, not even convenience, because I had some great CDs and I love them, but I'm a person who lose things. I'm a person who breaks things. When it's digital, I can't really break. I can't step on a CD. Yes, I do. I've stepped on multiple CDs in my life. Who does that? Like, I don't think anybody really breaks their own CDs, but I'm like, it was under something and I stepped on a crack, no CD. So like, I have these things on digital and I'm like, there's no way I can destroy this. I destroyed many things and you'll find out in the future that I don't know. I'm very clumsy. I've sat on so many glasses, gave up wearing glasses now because I just won't see. Because I've broken so many glasses and the glasses like that are unbreakable are just not for me. But anyway.
I'm a glasses girl too, but with the mask lately, I haven't been wearing them because they fog up.
It is awful. Like I've seen people struggle with that. I'm like, I just rather just, I'll deal with my vision because I could see the fog in people's lenses. And I'm like, are you okay? I'm like, do you need me to wipe it? Do you need a tissue or do you need like a cloth? Do you need a soft cloth for your lenses? Oh, it's insane. And then, you know, where I am, it's cold all the time and just rainy. So it's like always, you're going to have that going on when you have your mask on. So, are people wearing masks in the States like still or?
Oh, are we going to talk about the mask debate and coronavirus?
I don't, right. She would just leave it alone. I'll just say here. I've seen less and less. That's all I'm going to say.
It's still present here, I will say that, and it's still required in medical settings. And I think it's like a preference thing too, but I mean, I think regardless of where you are, it's like comfort is the most important, right? You said that. So
yeah, I'm telling you, I have not gotten sick all winter season so far. I mean, it's not over, but I'm so used to wearing it that like, I am so hypersensitive to the sound of coughing and the sound of sneezing. I'm like a bat in the dark. I'm like, I heard you, like I heard you from the other side of the train car. Don't sneeze. Don't bring that over here. I don't want it.
You should coin your mm-mm. It's very distinct.
the funniest thing in the whole world. My very German husband does it all the time now. And it's awesome.
I love that. You love when people, I do this with you all the time. People don't know that yet. But it's almost like when they say you start to look like your pet, or you start to talk like the people you're like closest with, or you're around with a lot and you hear a lot. I love that.
I do too. It's going to be really weird if he and I start looking alike, but I want to see that. He's a funny guy. He's a funny guy. And he's so supportive. He's like so excited that we started this podcast.
Wait, did he hear it? Did he listen
to
it?
He heard a little bit. He heard a little bit of it. And he was laughing. And he knows I talk so much, sometimes too fast. And sometimes I talk over people.
I do too, like, I noticed.
I know, but he was so excited to hear your voice and my voice combined. He was like, wow, tag team, rag team, whatever they call it. And he, I've told you before, he's a person, when you have like a hobby, he wants to like support it. So now he's like, we need to get you an on-air sign for like outside, outside the guest room. I'm like, what? This is not a studio, but I'm loving it. So he's like, it's really funny. Like,
shout out to supportive hubbies.
He just likes accessories, unnecessary accessories. He's like, what? This is your new hobby now? Let's do it. And he Google things that are not even necessary. I think I'm at least the levels in my room where I'm at. I think it sounds okay. I think we're coming in clear. You sound great. But I'm like, I don't think I really need anything. I don't need to soundproof the room. I don't need all these things that he's like introducing to the topic. You're crazy. I'm just going to let him have it. If he wants to get it, I'll use it. But an on-air sign? Are you kidding? I was like, what is this, Frasier? What's going on?
Oh my gosh, Frasier. I never got into it.
Frasier's coming back.
It's coming back. What's with all these shows coming back? Which, by the way, 90s sitcom music. That was one of the things we were talking about, our 90s sitcoms. Go ahead. I'm cueing you. No, you're not.
No, I'm not singing a thing. No,
it was in my head constantly on play.
Show me that smile.
Yes.
I'm like, which one? Did you say
show me that smile? Yes. Oh my gosh. What a
wait,
great
you were
song.
All last week. This girl put this song in my head. I'm so upset that all I see are like pictures of Kirk Cameron floating through my brain with his curly tendril hair. I'm like, I can't. I love that voice so much.
Yeah, I know you do.
I did. The boy used to storm into the house with his leather jacket. I was like, do 15-year-olds wear leather jackets? I don't know. I love you and your curly hair, and you were the best, and your father was the best.
Yeah, that garage apartment was sick.
Yo.
And sick around still? That's one of the words we didn't talk about.
Which one? Sick?
Sick.
I love sick. Sick is so Long Island. It's so sick.
Is it? Yeah. Sick. Okay.
I don't know. We're bringing so many things back. It's going to be cool because we said so. So I'm looking forward to all the vocab. I'm looking for the throwbacks. I say dude so much.
I love dude. I refer to people as dude to you.
Dude, and that's really 80s, and that's really our time. But I'm like, well, that's not your time, but mine. But dude, and dude is used for so many things. It's like excitement, disappointment, all of it. It's like, come on, dude. I love it so much. I love it. Come on. That's the Long Island comes out once in a while. It's like, hello. Hello.
Hello. No, what's the yellow?
Yellow. Yellow is like extra. Like, you're out there Long Island. Like, you ain't coming back. You ain't coming to the city. Like,
you're past exit 62. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Hello. What? I love it. I love a good Long Island accent. It thrills me.
You're good, like my person. Like,
I am. If you didn't tell me I was gonna marry like some Italian,
never would I've ever thought or guessed in a million years. Like, if we were like talking, like, or from this point on, like, if you were to tell me, I don't even know what, but never would I've guessed it.
Yeah.
That you would be like where you are. No shade, not bad.
No shade, no. Who are you telling? This is my mom says every day. She's like, you really live in Germany? I'm like, yeah. Like almost every day. She's like, you really live there? I'm like, yeah, this is the thing. Come on. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous country. And just awesome. There's so many things that I'm just like, oh, I'm not going back. I'm like, I'm not. I love my country, tis of thee, but I am not going back. No, I do. Like, I love visiting and I love seeing the differences, you know. But you've been out here. So, you know, the differences and things like that. Just being like cultural and just traveling and stuff has kind of been cool. A few feet over is a different country is kind of funny to me. You know,
that's one of the things that I like a lot. Like whenever we talk, you put like a cultural twist on things. I mean, we obviously come from different cultural backgrounds, but one of the things that we were going to focus on that's on my storyboard is like the intersectionality of culture and like pop culture, but like, you know, the influences, and you're always good with that. I feel like you always look at things through like a cultural lens.
I feel like you kind of have to, because it's like,
and you can't get more cultural than being Haitian living in Germany.
No, you cannot. You cannot. It's like beautiful because it's, you like grow up with like this dual kind of like existence, you know, what you speak and eat at home is not the same thing you do with your counterparts at school. You know what I mean? So yeah. Like you're living a dual life it's so crazy. And it's so many first generation people like had this, and I feel they don't talk about it enough. I'm like, you might talk about it with your own circle. Like, you know, your Portuguese people, you guys get together and you talk about being first generation and like the culture stuff from like home and what your parents tried to like instill in you that like may not have a value in America, right? Being Haitian Americans, the same thing. Whatever we're talking about is like, they still kind of want you to have like, you know, traces of home. So I feel like more than anything, it is so cool to see so much diversity. When people are like, oh, the diversity in television. No, it's so needed. Because like so many first generation people are getting sitcoms and getting shows. And we all kind of came up together watching very traditional American shows and knowing that we want to do something too. We want to contribute to this whole American, like, you know, life and not be like, you know, a side character or an extra in the back, you know? Yeah. So it's kind of cool to see now so many people being represented at the forefront. And I love that. And I have nothing against like, you know, fifth generation American. That's not even the case, but we kind of all come from somewhere when you think about it, as far as America goes. So it's kind of interesting. And I'm loving what's happening now that people just like watching television and like, hey, you know, my accent's never on TV. And I don't know if your people's accents are ever on TV, but it's coming.
Yeah. Shout out to all first generations, by the
way. Yes. We need a panel. We need to like talk to a bunch of first generations from like different.
Or should it be, I had like this fleeting thought as like you're talking, like, should it be a first generation podcast?
I think so sometimes. I don't want people to get bored of the whole theme of it. Cause if you're not that person, then it's like whatever. But even people can be like, hey, like my grandparents are from like Ireland and, you know, they know how to make, you know, soda bread or something, you know, like these are just things that you retain. Oh. Are we back? I lost.
What happened?
Listen, why, like everything in like my building is made of stone. So obviously, like seriously, we live in a cave. So the reception here, sometimes, hey, listeners, I'm so sorry if I cut out. I don't know what to do. I need to sit on the roof.
No, it might have been me. I moved like the mouse around, but I didn't think I touched anything.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Technical audio. Where's our audio guy?
I know.
Where's our sound guy?
Johnny, come quickly. Where are you? I don't know. We need a guy named Johnny because I always wanted to call people Johnny. John, sorry. It's just one of those names that you know something's going to get done.
Yeah.
No? I don't know. It feels like call Johnny. No?
He's the go-to guy.
He'll fix your car. He'll fix your computer. It's Johnny. Anyway. Computer. But no, going back to what we were saying, yeah, you think we should like lean into the whole first generation thing?
I think it would be a great thing. I think, I don't know that, would it be limiting?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I think it would be a great thing, but we're very culturally influenced. We lean into it, I think, but we're also like very in the mix of things and Americanized at the same time. So I don't know. I think that's an interesting idea to kind of talk about. Yeah. Having parents who have acculturated, I think that's the right word.
You know all the words. You know all the big words.
No, I don't know all the, you know all the words.
No, you know all the words, okay? I'm just like, true, adulterated, what? Yup.
I'm gonna get slammed. I'm probably not using anything correctly, but that's not the point. We haven't said that's not the point, which is so interesting. In our conversations, I think we're very polished today. If this is polished, then I don't know, but that's an interesting idea. Like, should we make it just like a first generation influenced podcast?
I want to make fun of celebrities. Can we do both?
I think so. I mean, who like, listen, no one's probably going to even listen to us. So who cares? Who cares? Everyone, who cares?
That's my fear. Like, this is me. This is the like narcissist in me and us and what we're about to do. Episode 2, everybody knows who we are. And we can't be what I have to wear shades, my mask, everything. Cause they're like, that's you from the podcast. I'm like, yeah, I know. I don't want to tell people where my location is in this country. I don't want to be friends with anybody. I just want to do this podcast and put it out into the world. This is us. But I don't want to talk to people in the streets about it.
You be listening to this mad podcast. I have like a little bit of a stutter because I'm hesitating on leaning into like being non-polished. Now I insulted like my, okay. All right. Well, anyway, it's like, oh my God.
I think everybody knows what you mean. Like, you have to be really careful in this day and age, and I get it. And we're doing amazing. Nobody's been insulted yet. Can you imagine? Well,
that's because we have like no one to listen to us.
Everybody's listening. Don't you know?
Everybody. Everybody's listening. This is on my computer, but no one's listening.
This is my favorite. When you give me a list of famous people that you don't want to talk about.
My no list. I know. I'm not sharing that. I don't even think I want to share my
no list. I'm not going to say their names.
Yeah, you can't say their names.
Sorry, it tickles me. Because I love how you think it's going to even reach them. And like you have it too. That's how much faith you have in our podcast. Because you're like, oh, I don't want
they're someone. Untouchables. There are three people that I've identified that I'm like, can do no wrong.
You recently added another person.
She's not on there.
Yeah. I feel by the 20th episode, you're gonna give me like 17 people.
No, I'm sticking to my three.
They could have been arrested for double homicide. You'd be like, no. Like, we're not talking about that.
You still haven't come up with your three.
I don't have it. I think everybody could get it.
Like, okay.
Why? Like, listen, you want to be famous? This is me. I don't want to be famous. I don't. I just want to make money that famous people make, but I don't want to be out there. Like, I don't. Like, why would you? You open yourself up for so much. So it comes with the territory. I mean, true. I'm sorry. I'm like, when everybody's talking about their privacy, and we'll get to who I want to talk about and privacy. And then you're talking all the time. It makes no sense. So we'll get to that another time. But like, you can't have both ways. No. It's fair game. I'm sorry. Children, obviously not fair game.
No.
And any vulnerable community is not fair game. But if you're out there talking about, I make this amount of money and I do this and I do that, and I date women who are a fraction of my age, yeah, you're gonna get it. I'm sorry. It's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You want to invite me to the premiere of your movie? Okay. I mean, was I going? I mean, what is the damage here? Nothing. Go ahead.
The last thing that we talked about was how there was no difference between like speaking and not speaking, but like, what were all the things that we missed talking about? Like, what are some of the things in that 5-year hiatus that were like influential before we start going into like present, like current day, like hot topics? What did we miss like back in the day?
Missed a whole marriage of the Kardashian Kanye, like in
many. Oh,
we missed all their children, and I was like, oh my God, I don't have you to hold right now. The 8th baby's coming, and you're not even around. And I'm like, where? I was looking up at the moon.
No, we were talking when the first baby was born.
Were we?
I remember you were upset. You were like, oh my God, yeah. This was so beautiful. I mean, she is beautiful. That's not the best.
Okay. No, she's the best of both her parents, and that's amazing. I wish them well. I don't want to talk about them. I just can't.
I can't either.
I can't.
I can't.
I but it's funny because I'm like, what really happened? I mean, then I'm not talking politics. Nope. And but like so many things did happen culturally. You and I used to talk, like we used to joke about different things. And like when we start talking again, it was I won't say this to in my defender, and she, you may not want to.
I know. I felt like you thought a lot of things would offend me that I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. It's funny, right?
Like, so you have to, right? But time. I guess it is better to err on the side of caution. I guess these days, you know, you never know, but
it's crazy. Like, in these like last 5 years, so many things that like I felt like really comfortable or whatever that I would say. And you just really have to, which is like you said, it's not really a bad thing to police yourself, but I feel like it does limit creativity and like just opening stuff and just being open. But I think that that's turning again. I think people are bored with it because you can't get good stuff. You can't, you know?
No,
you're not going to get it.
How are we up to 10 minutes already?
Really? Oh, gosh.
What did we talk about? We talked about nothing.
We talked about nothing. Hi, welcome. This is the... where we talk about
part two of just like our rhythm and flow.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, let me stop.
You're good with that stuff.
This is the radio. Hello, caller. I've wanted to do that my whole life. I'm like, we grew up on radio, right? Hi. I always wanted to be like, take a caller, but podcasts are great because we really don't have to talk to anybody else but ourselves.
I know. I love that.
I love that
as a psychologist. I love that. I love not talking to nobody.
No one. I know. No, people are not worth having conversations with. That's what I've come to believe. You should see me. Like, I walk around this town with headphones on, like ones you can see. Don't talk to me, please. But I do.
You socialize like on a Wednesday.
It's like a planned socialization. Is that a word? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a planned one. And I planned it for like a week at least, or 2 weeks. It's rare that I do a spontaneous one. I did one last week, over the weekend. What is this, Wednesday? I don't know what it is, but over the past weekend, I had a spontaneous snacks and drinks, whatever you want to call it, like a little what do you call that? There's not dinner, a little what do you call that, tapas party? I don't know.
Yeah, sounds good.
Right? Sounds like a thing. No, it is a thing. But yeah, it was like a bunch of little apps and cocktails and stuff like that, and it was so spontaneous. And when I say spontaneous, I asked them on a Friday to come over on a Sunday. That to me is spontaneous. Okay. Thank you. that's not spontaneous in a lot of circles. I need a couple of days at least.
Yeah.
So it's like really rare. And like, I hate friends who are just like, I'm in the neighborhood and texting me. I'm just, how dare you? First of all, how dare you? Second of all, how dare you? Like, don't do that. Don't put me in that position to answer the phone.
Right.
Don't do it.
I'm with you. The other day, I was like, what are you doing? We don't make friends. Like, we don't talk to people. Like, what? It's Thursday. Like, it's 7 o'clock. Or what are you doing?
Your disappointment was amazing.
I was like, this is not the person I grew to know, but that's okay. You're good. You're doing it. You're being a good hostess with the mostest.
It gets a little dreary out, you know, in the winter months. So like, it's a little pick me up, keep your spirits up. You know, it's a reason to like, you know, clean up, spruce up, experiment with foods. Like, this is the thing. There's only the two of us here. So I like to bake, and I'm not going to, and I try to stay from some of the carbs, and we'll get into that down the line, but I try to stay away from the carbs and the sweets, and I want to make a cake. And who's going to eat this cake? I can't let that guy eat the cake by himself like that.
Not that guy.
You know what I mean? Like, he's going to sit here and be the recipient of all the sweet goodness. No. If I invite someone over, they can share in the calories and even take it home. Get it out of here. I can't have this guy around me. So
no, I hear you.
You know what I mean? So it's like really good. Like, he's been benefiting from the during at least the lockdown time. Like,
yeah. Shout out to good wives, being a good wife.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to you, girl.
No, thank you so much. Thank you.
You know, the one thing, part one, when I was like, oh, there was something I wanted to say that I couldn't remember. Shout out to learning German, because it's a beautiful language, but albeit so hard.
Ugh.
so difficult. And I know you're in the midst of it. So like, and it cannot be easy as like an adult to be learning another language, different sounds. Like, I know it's not. So shout out to you for that. I know you just had German class and you tend to get a little like, a little, you know, but it's all good. Shout out to you. It's a hard language.
When you were coming up with the schedule,
give you props.
Thank you. Thank you so much. When you were coming up with the schedule to do this show and you're like, yeah, we'll record on this day and whatever. And I'm like, I have class that day. And I'm like, I'm going to be in the worst mood. We need to change that. Like, because I come out of there with my head held, like just low. And I'm just like, oh, this language is kicking my butt. It is. I'm a full grown person. Like, my brain, like, I'm used to speaking. Actually, okay, yeah, I'm bilingual, yeah, from my parents and stuff.
Yeah.
But like, so like I have the knowledge that it could happen. This is so far from what I ever thought or expected to learn. And I'm just like, and all the rules keep changing every week. I swear. I think this man, I am in the craziest relationship with my tutor. I feel like he's teaching me like Dothraki or something from like Game of Thrones. I don't even think I'm learning German.
I'm like the only person in America who doesn't watch that show, by the way.
Wait, I swear we had an 8-hour conversation about Game of Thrones.
Right. And how I don't watch it. And I know how everyone else in America watches it and loves it. I know my TV game is weak.
Wait, hold up. Wait, how did we decide to make a podcast together? You didn't watch Game of Thrones. If I had known this and been aware.
No. I think I maybe tried to watch one episode and I was like,
Oh no, shut this down.
But maybe I didn't watch it long. See, that's the thing. Now I'm like, I don't want to say I didn't like it. I just have not seen it. I have not seen it.
I'm not going to even give you a hard time because
I know everyone is, it's really that good.
It's amazing. You must have heard through the streets, right? Because everybody in the streets are talking.
Yeah, in the streets, yeah.
In the streets, you know, in the corners and stuff. People are like, yo, that last season. And they're right. They're right. But it does not take away from the rest. Like, I don't want that. I don't want that to happen. That it takes away from the rest of the series. It was so amazing. It came at the best time. It was just so perfect.
I know. My TV game is weak. I gotta get on it.
Oh, my God. There's so many shows. I'm like, oh, my God. And then it really accentuates how much TV I do watch when I'm bringing up things and you're like, nah, I read books. And I'm like, okay.
No, I don't. See, don't even put that image out there because that's so false because I don't read either. Yeah.
No. You've never said that to me.
Never said that ever.
I love how you're fighting the fact that I said you read books. I'm like,
yeah, no. No, I'm not about that life either. No.
Books? Mm-mm. Books, stop. Like, how dare you? I love that. That's hilarious. Oh, yeah. But what happened?
I said, we're keeping it real up in here.
We are so keeping it real all day, every day. That's how we do it. But I love that show. And I'm not into dragons. I'm not into fantasy. There's no Harry Potter.
I'm not either. Potter. I think that's why I can't get on board.
I swear to you, this was my argument when everybody in the world was telling me to watch it. And I was like, nah, I can't, flying nothing. I'm not doing it. I don't care about no dragons and fire. I don't care. I don't care about any of this. And then I saw like, I think it was my third or fourth episode that got me hooked. And I was like, oh, this is the truth right here. This is what it is. And it was great to know that that comes from like one person's imagination. I'm just like, this is awesome. We'll talk about that another time. But yeah, there are like some shows, though, that's like a staple show. I think like
I know
have because it's so funny. Like people are really judging people like on the shows that they're watching. Like you know, dating and stuff. You're just like, oh, so what are you into? Isn't that it used to be books back in the day and it was like whatever. But now it's like, oh, I just finished this series, that series, and people just juggling series and it's out of control. This is where I was supposed to be in life. I was supposed to be here. I hated school. I hated everything about it. But TV was like my whole life. And so now that people are watching series and series, I'm like, I can partake in this. I was like, I can talk. Today, I will speak. So, no, for real. Sometimes I'm like, you go to a dinner party and people are talking about things. And now I'm like, what? Yeah, I watched that. The day came out. What? It's amazing. It's so amazing. But yeah, so what are you getting into? Like what's your daily for the rest of the day? Just like working?
I am working, but we're coming up on less than a minute. So before we get abruptly cut off, I think what's the rest of your day like? Should we do a part three of our initial pilot podcast?
Let's go there.
So we'll sign off for now. We need to come up with like a catchy signing off phrase, but we'll kind of end this right now, and then we'll do a part three coming up soon.
Okay, excellent. See ya.
All right, talk to you soon.
Sure. Bye.
Bye.